This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in Philippians chapter 1 today. Let's begin right up from the beginning so we have some context. Verse 1, chapter 1 says, Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and servants, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God whenever I remember you, always in every request of mine, on behalf of you all, making my requests with joy, for your partnership in furtherance of the good news from the first day until now. Beginning in our new text today, he goes on in verse 6 saying, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The God who begins his good work in us will continue throughout our lives and will finish it when we meet him face to face. God's work for us began when Christ died on the cross. He began to forgive our sins. Even then, his work in us begins when the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts, enabling us to be more like Christ every day. Now, Paul, he's describing something that is a process of Christian growth and maturity that begins when we accept Jesus Christ and continues until Christ returns. Do you sometimes feel as if you're never going to make any progress in your spiritual life? Look, again, when God starts a project, he's going to finish it. Just as with the Philippians, God will work in your life. He'll help you grow in grace and in strength until he's completed that work in you in your life. When you're discouraged, gang, remember that God will not give up on you. He promises to finish the work he began. So let him do it. Again, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Verse 7, it is even right for me to think this on behalf of all of you, because I have you in my heart. Because both in my bonds and in my defense and confirmation of the good news, you all are partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness, how I long after all of you in the tender mercies of Christ Jesus. Paul is saying that he literally carried these people in his heart. He loved them more than he loved himself, more than he even loved his freedom. Now, that kind of love doesn't come naturally in anybody. It is a gift that comes only through the Holy Spirit's presence in a person and in the things that we do. It was a bond of unity that I think many of us are never going to experience, because it's not just because we don't care enough about others, but it's because we simply do not have or do not recognize that incredible bond of love that we have or don't have with Jesus Christ. In our great love for Christ is born our great love for our brothers and sisters, those in our community, those even on the outside. So therefore, if I fail to love others as I should, well, I know in my heart it's because I fail to love Jesus as I should. Churches that Paul planted were known for their fellowship in their local communities as well as between churches. They didn't bite or devour one another. No, that's a rather modern phenomenon, I have to say. They also shared with each other in the blessings and, yes, in the battles. Paul knew that they were with him. They were with him even as he was in chains. I mean, they hadn't washed their hands of Paul because of his legal and social issues. They were in it for the long haul. This was true love, a love that overlooks shortcomings, difficulties, uncomfortable aspects on all parties' respect. And it goes on and loves anyway, despite it all. This was and this is true fellowship, a unity that is bound together in God. Not always in commonality of interests or age or taste, no, but one where God himself is the glue. This is the bond that binds us and our believing friends, those that this church knows that are in India, Europe, Philippines. Even though there are many miles between us, we are one in Christ. these folks, they were partakers with him in grace, quote unquote. I wonder if we can say that about those around us in the pews on any given Sunday morning. I mean, do you really know those people? And if they don't know you, is it because you have rejected community and you're just living in a worldly, selfish spirit? You see, for Paul, he was daring enough on this subject to claim that, well, that God was his witness. So if this discussion that I'm having this morning makes you uncomfortable, I would encourage you to ask yourself, what would God say about it? I mean, he sees all, right? He knows all. Are these people around me my brothers and my sisters? Because we're commanded to operate in unity and in body. When we try to go it alone, invariably it is our pride, it is our selfishness, neither of which are attributes of the one that we say that we follow.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.